From Capital Broadcasting Company and WRAL-FM, welcome to Wine and Dandy, because wine is fun and we intend to prove it. I'm Sarah King.
I'm Jamie Caskey.
And today we are delving into the world of celebrity rosés. I hope you dressed up for this because we're about to red carpet walk the world of celebrity wines.
I'm excited about this one.
I know. You love pop culture.
I do enjoy reading about pop culture sometimes, so I'm excited for us to try them.
Yeah, so I went all rosé. I actually called Wine Authorities, which is one of the sponsors of the show, and I called Seaboard Wine Warehouse, also a sponsor of the show. We love them. And neither one of them would order them because... During times of COVID, all the distributors are requiring you buy cases.
Oh, yeah.
And you can't, I mean, I don't know if that's a blanket statement, but that was what they told me.
Sure.
So I couldn't get any through them. So I had to go, went to Walmart.
Okay.
The wine selection at Walmart's really limited. I think we
really
should do a
Walmart. Shocking.
I know. Well, I mean, Walmart is enormous. I expected more than one aisle.
Oh,
more than half an aisle. It was even half an aisle.
Yeah. And probably half of that was boxes. Well, not that there's anything wrong with that, but... Yeah.
Franzia's got a backpack coming out. I posted that last week.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, I know. I needed that in college. Like, I'm pretty sure I made a backpack for Franzia, in college. It was, a little more discreet, because I think you can see the box with the one they're making. But regardless, they didn't have it, so I ended up going to Total Wine. So I ended up going to Harris Teeter.
Okay.
And it worked out well, because I had my son with me, and I got my weekly grocery shopping done at the same
time. And he got a free cookie, right?
No cookies that day.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I did give him Gatorade, though, which he loves.
Oh, cool. Sure. Okay. Okay. Did you get him gummies, more importantly?
No. Just one treat. It's not a treat if you get a ton of them, Aunt Jamie.
Sorry.
So anyway, I got, I was looking. I took a long time, which felt even longer with Luca in the cart yelling at me, saying, Mom, let's move. And they had the Zach Brown wine, which is a Pinot Noir. I almost got that. There was one that we already had, which is the Dreaming Tree, which is Dave Matthews. And then I was really looking for the Post Malone Maison 9.
Oh, yeah.
They didn't have that.
No.
But the other one I was looking for, I did find, and it steered me to the rosé. They're all celebrity rosés.
Okay.
And we have, should I reveal them all at once or one at a time?
Let's do one at a time.
Okay. All right, so let's start with the first rosé. This is Vanderpump Rosé.
Very excited about this one.
Tell me why.
Okay. So Lisa Vanderpump is from England. She and her husband.
Yes, he was a polo. I know nothing about her except I've seen a picture of her.
Okay. So she was on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills for years, and she also had a spinoff show called Vanderpump Rules because she is a very successful Beverly Hills restaurant owner. She owns several restaurants, and so she also now has her own rosé, and she is just very well known in the Beverly Hills area as a restaurateur and a celebrity.
I wonder how her restaurants are.
Really high dollar. Well, there's Sir, and then she has she just backed two of her guys, Tom Tom. Their names are both Tom, and I can't remember the other one. But anyway, they're supposed to be very nice.
Well, I heard that Sir stands for something irritating, like stylish, irreverent, and ratchet. I don't know.
Well, it wouldn't be that because it's S U R.
It's spelled like one of them. Who knows? Anyway, let's just get to the wine. Enough about Vanderpump.
Ooh. This smells terrific. And
I
wish you could see
her
house. She is on the top of a hill of these valleys, and it is just an amazing house. And she has named her house. It's like Bella Rosé or something. And she has swans.
Wow, that's extra as hell.
I know a lot about her.
Yeah, you do. I was like, shall we just drink this whole bottle while you tell us everything about
her? You know, Real Housewives is my guilty pleasure because I treadmill to trash.
I like it. Mm. I think this smells horrible.
I think it smells good. And it's almost not even very rosé color, more of an apricot, don't you think?
I would agree. It's pretty light. I will tell you that it's...
It smells like apricot.
It's a blend of Grenache and Syrah, and it's a Provence, France.
Okay,
that's
nice.
Not how I want to say that. A Provençal, not a Provence, France.
It is from Provence, France. It is a Provençal wine.
I think it kind of has a mushroomy smell. It smells like porcini mushrooms to me.
You know what? I can see why you think that because there's a little bit of a meaty there on the back end.
Yeah, that's the Syrah because Syrah can have like a – there's a meatiness to Syrah in the nose and on the palate. Kind of can give you a bacon thing going on.
Oh, yeah. Yes, exactly. Exactly.
I'm spitting out the wine today because I'm going to go for a walk later.
Mm. I like that. And
terrible.
It has a little bit of a fizz to it.
I'm doing two sips.
Okay. I like it. Yeah.
It's fine. It's not bad. But it's definitely just fine. There's like nothing to it. It's got the whole, when I first started drinking rosé, I always thought they all tasted like you licked a nickel. That metal taste.
Yeah, a little metallic, yeah.
So it's definitely got that licking a nickel thing going on. But I don't think there's a whole lot, there's not a lot of, it's very lean.
It is lean, but I do, I like it. And of course, I am predisposed to liking rosés. I just really like rosés.
I do too. I mean, I would drink this for sure. 13% alcohol. I don't remember what I paid for it, and I already turned in the receipt to get my money back. So right. I'm going to guess. The only one I know is the last one, which is why we're drinking it last. And the last one we're drinking today is the most expensive. Mm-hmm. I want to say this came in at around 20.
Okay, well that's
$18.99 yeah. somewhere
okay.
in there.
Yeah,
but honestly, I can't remember. Yeah.
I should also mention she has a signature restaurant now open in Las Vegas that just opened last year. That one of
you
our coworkers
know all about it.
Well, one of our coworkers, Chad, went to that restaurant and had cocktails.
Okay,
so, yeah.
Well, I will say that for $20, I don't think it's worth it.
Yeah, there are much better rosés.
You can get a better rosé for cheaper.
Yeah, but if you're maybe doing a little viewing party or a virtual viewing party.
Yes, that's fun.
This would be perfect for that.
Yeah, it's got a time and a place.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to take a very brief break and we'll be right back.
You are not ready for the next celebrity wine, which is the one that was the inspiration for the entire episode. Aveline Wine by Cameron Diaz.
Oh, I've heard about this.
This is hot to trot. She's got a white and a red. Mm-hmm. Nope, she's got a white and a rosé. The label has a lot of information on it.
Yeah, it's a lot of writing.
Yeah, it says rosé wine. It tells you how to pronounce it. Aveline.
Okay.
It's a product of France, 13% alcohol. It's going to tell you how it tastes, which is light and fresh with notes of melon and zest. Pairs well with the warmth of the sun and the company of your best friend. So it's for us. It's for us, Jamie.
This is it. This is our wine. Isn't she also? Oh, no, she's not the one who does leggings. I was going to say, and also consumed in leggings.
No, that's Kate Hudson.
That's Kate Hudson.
And I live for her leggings.
Fabletics.
Okay.
Are you a Fabletics gal?
Heck yeah. The Power Hold is like wearing Spanx on the outside in the regular world.
It's like an exoskeleton.
It is the most comfortable pair of leggings. Like, you lose 10 pounds just putting them on.
Wow.
I friggin' love those leggings.
Okay. And this has a Stelvin enclosure, which I'm surprised by.
A screw top, for those who've never heard our show before. A Stelvin enclosure is a screw top. Here's the thing with this wine. It's all about being clean. It's
okay.
Part of the clean wine movement.
Okay.
So on its label, it says no added sugar, which doesn't happen in the wine world. They're not allowed to add sugar. They can add grape juice concentrate, not sugar.
Yeah, I wonder
artificial
why people
colors.
Like Fitvine says that too. And I'm like, do people? Yeah, I didn't think that was a thing where people added sugar.
Mm-mm. And so added colors and concentrates, free from all those things.
Okay.
And it's vegan friendly.
Oh, okay. That's big for her, sure.
Right. But, you know, you think wine. When is there meat in wine?
When are you doing it? And if you are doing it, you're doing it wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't like that filet rosé?
Yeah, really. So
no,
chewy.
No, well, in the fining process, which is what pulls out the impurities of your wine, you can use egg whites.
I see. And it's funny that clean, because her label is extremely monochromatic.
Yeah, everything is, it's got that whole, you know how the millennial pink, it's a whole millennial pink, a little darker than that, actually.
Kind of dusty pink, yeah.
Yeah. Dusty rose, that was the color back in the day.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, you're right. Who did not have a bridesmaid's gown in dusty rose?
My mother's wedding to my stepfather, I wore a hideous dusty rose. And I had a bad perm, and I was overweight. Good day for me.
This may not be our color, dusty rose. Let's see if it's our flavor.
Let me just ingest it. This is the whole clean wine movement.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is like, clean wine is all about wines that don't add sugar and things like that. But there are hundreds and like thousands of wines who fit that description.
Yeah, this is
so
kind of wine.
It's marketing. It's not even just natural wine. Yeah, that's true. But natural wine also is marketing on some levels.
Yeah, that's what Jen King from Seaboard was saying.
Yeah.
She said, to the natural wine.
She
but Eddie
hates
did
it.
A great, she does. But Eddie did a great job last episode explaining to us what that really is. Yeah.
Exactly. So let's have a sip.
I think it smells great.
I get no nose at all.
I get a little bit of cotton candy.
I heard once from a wine salesperson that when you get cotton candy on a rosé, that means they picked it too soon. I can't speak to that, except for telling you what she told me.
She told you? It's a little peppery. What do you think? Yeah, it's a little sharp.
Wow, that is a statement. Okay.
Is it clean like a slap to the face clean? Because that's kind of how it tastes.
This has Grenache, Cinsault, Calidoc, Syrah, and Cab Sauv. And it was listed in that order.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm assuming it's mostly Grenache, but it's very peppery. I'm wondering if you like left it out for longer, if the peppery would get a little bit less.
I bet you're right. Yeah.
But I don't know. I can't say this is delicious. And what's disappointing. Yeah.
How much?
Yikes.
Let's hear the bad news.
I think it was along the same lines as the Vanderpump Rosé.
Okay. About $20.
So I think it was about $20. I think that might have been a little bit less. I don't remember, like I said, and I don't have the receipt, so I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry, sure. Listener. If you go to the website, it's so stylized and so of the moment, of the Goop moment. You know, it talks about the light that bathes the vineyard. And
I
it
wish
talks
I
about.
Could see her.
Yeah. It's like, roll.
Dally girly.
Oh my God. Like, you can't close your mouth when you say a word. You know, just leave your mouth hanging agape. But no, it's beautiful. It's a beautiful website.
Okay.
And it's very stylized and it makes you want to look like that. You know,
yeah.
Like, you know, it's got, but.
I wouldn't drink this wine.
I don't think it's very good. Not only black pepper, but there's also green pepper, which you can taste from the cab sauv. It's not very balanced.
No.
I'm wondering. I'm actually going to take this home as an experiment
and leave it out.
And maybe have it tomorrow and see if it gets any better. I can't wait to see Eddie try this wine.
Oh yeah,
because he's going to hate it.
All right. Don't tell him you don't like it. Just serve it to him. Try this.
Yeah. Just try this. What is it? I'll tell you all about it after you drink it.
Right.
All right, so before we get to our last bottle, we're going to take a last break, and we'll be right back. Welcome back. Okay, this is a bottle, Jamie.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing our Celebrity Rosés episode. These are all from Harris Teeter, a local grocery store in our area. And this is one I've been wanting to buy forever. It's a $30 bottle.
It's a beautiful bottle. Unusual shape.
Yeah, it's a beautiful bottle. It's from Provence.
Mm-hmm. Provençal.
It's a Provençal. And the celebrities attached to this wine, it's Minerval, and it's Brad and Angelina.
Yes, they still do own that together. And this bottle is a very interesting shape. It's a lovely, very minimalist label. So it's just cool looking.
Well, it's just very understated and elegant.
So what have you heard about this wine?
This wine, I've always wanted to get it. I haven't wanted to spring for the $30 because $30 for rosé is a lot.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
And like you can get a good rosé for $15, $12. Mm-hmm. I mean, from France. French wine are all more expensive because of the tariff on it. It's 25% more now.
Yeah.
So and it's definitely showing up in your shops.
Mm.
But I've never really wanted to spring that $30. But I said, no.
I'm doing it.
I'm going to get it back. So what I know about this is that they purchased this wine. This winery was already making wine.
Oh, okay.
And they purchased it. The wine was being made by the Perrin family, which is a very well-known Rhone Valley winemaker, and they're still making the wine.
Okay, okay.
And in 2018, Wine Spectator named this rosé the best in the world.
What year is this? What vintage?
2019. So I don't know this one's going to be like.
Okay. It smells good.
Rosé is built to drink fresh.
Yeah.
You don't age rosé.
It's funny you say that because I just saw a bottle of rosé vino verde, which I didn't think was a thing.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I wonder if they just left the skins in there and kind of like slightly orange wined it, which I know orange wine is now a whole like yay or nay thing among wine salesmen and wine makers.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't get.
It doesn't have a lot of nose, but what it does have is a little bit savory smelling. Instead of
your nose is on point today. I get nothing
because I've been breathing in all those mask fibers.
You're like, it's something new.
I'm excited about trying it.
Mm-hmm. Mm. This is everything Aveline wasn't.
This
has nice roundness. The fruit is well developed.
It's gentle but not weak.
Oh, it's so good.
It's really good. Oh, like women.
Oh, gentle but not weak. Look at you.
I like it.
You are like this bulbous rosé.
I could certainly see sitting outside here as the temperatures start to change, drinking a glass of this. Wonderful.
I feel like I'm on the red carpet with a black V gown with my emerald earrings with my long legs stuck out just like Angelina.
Well, hip-cocked.
Like hip-cocked. With my 7 kids behind me.
Right. Like a train.
Yeah.
Instead of a gown.
And
train.
My 7 nannies that take care of them.
Mm-hmm. I think it smells fresh and clean like Jennifer Aniston. Let's get that in there. Let's really shake things up for Brad and Angelina.
Don't ruin this
moment
for us.
It does taste more like Jennifer Aniston than Angelina Jolie.
But why? Because she eats oatmeal?
She's so clean and wholesome and fresh.
Well, what about Angelina Jolie? She is a world
champion. She's lovely, but she's Maleficent. I always think of her as dark and mysterious.
I like to think of myself as a little more Angelina than Jennifer Aniston, although She likes to help people. She likes kids.
But they both like to help people.
I don't know.
I'm like neither of them.
I'm not. I'm like myself.
Phoebe. So
I'm probably not Monica. Or maybe I am. I guess it depends on who you ask. What do you think? If we're doing friends, I think I might be somewhere between Monica, Phoebe. I'm between all of them.
Yeah, I would say between Phoebe and what was Jennifer's character?
Rachel Green.
Yeah, little Phoebe and Rachel-ness,
I think. But I am meticulous about where stuff goes in my house.
But oh, maybe you're a mishmash.
Yeah, but not to the point of like being totally Monica.
That would be annoying.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the only reason she got away with it is because she's so ridiculously beautiful.
Oh, my goodness. I know. Breathtaking. Yeah. I do miss that show.
Oh, I wish that it was done again today with the same actors. Mm. Don't remake it out there, all you Hollywood execs who are listening to our podcast. Thank you. But with like a modern sensibility, because then when you watch it back, it, you know, sometimes there's some cringeworthy stuff. I'm like, oh, yeah.
Well, I tell you what's interesting, and we're not going to get into politics, so don't turn this podcast off. But for political fundraising currently, because when we recorded this, we were pre-election, people are starting to do, as fundraisers, table reads.
Yes.
So it would be cool to see friends come back and do a table read of a new episode.
Have you been living under a rock, girl? Because they're trying to have a reunion.
I know they're trying to, yes. But I have not heard that one particularly has been organized.
Oh, no. It keeps falling apart. But you're right. Because what I would like to have them do is to have the continuation of where it left off with Ross and Rachel and the baby. Yeah, and that kind of thing. But is this going to be a dumb interview show? And I'm like, I don't even want to see that reunion.
And when I read that, I was like, I don't care to hear that. But to see them read a new script.
Correct.
Or even better, act a new script would be ideal.
I agree.
Wow, we have, as usual, just gotten off the beaten path.
If you're still here with us, we love you for it. And thank you so much.
We're crawling back to talking about wine now, everybody.
This is what rosé will do to you. So we had very mixed results with these celebrity rosés. Miraval is delicious.
Yes.
And I can see why it got voted best rosé in the world. Really good.
To tell you, we have each poured back all the rosés until this one. All the wines we've done in both podcasts today, except this one, I'm finishing mine. Oh, you are too? Yay.
Yeah, it's delicious.
That tells you a lot about this.
It does, yes. And I'm going to go for a walk later, and it'll be
fun.
A little more fun. I might be a little more sweaty.
Yeah, you might. You're going to sweat out. Yeah, okay. Not much.
Anyway, well, if you want to tell me how gross that comment was or anything else on our social media.
Please start with that.
Go to our social media. We are at Wine and Dandy Podcast on Facebook and on Instagram. We would love to talk to you, take suggestions. We're thinking about doing a listener episode, listener suggested. So if you have some wines that you love and you would love for us to try them, please let us know. Message us. All of that business, and we would love to interact.
Yeah, we would. And until next time, please also tell your friends about this. You can do a virtual Zoom wine tasting with us because we have the pictures posted. Everybody gets the wine, no matter where you are in the world. And then you uncork them, and then you listen along and taste, and you can text each other what you think about the wine. And if you get really crazy, text us that you know what you think about it.
Yeah, and good news about this one is that everything was available at Harris Teeter.
Yay! All right. Cheers.
Cheers.